Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, September 11th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa introduces new revenue collection measures and increases levies on luxury goods such as imported vehicles to boost ailing state coffers.
I'm therefore proposing to levy excise duty of 5% on airtime for voice and data with effect from 15 September 2014.
President Barack Obama vows to go after Islamic State militants wherever they exist, including in Syria. He says the U.S. will lead a broad coalition to roll back the terrorist threat posed by the extremist group.
So tonight, with a new Iraqi government in place, and following consultations with allies abroad and Congress at home, I can announce that America will lead a broad coalition to roll back this terrorist threat.
And former lawmaker Fletcher Dulini Ncube, who was arrested and accused of murdering war veteran Cain Kala in 2002, died this afternoon at Bulawayo Smarter Day Hospital.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa today introduced new revenue collection measures and increased the levies on luxury goods such as imported vehicles to boost the country's ailing coffers. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
In his mid-term fiscal policy review, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa increased the excise duty on vehicles, saying the importation of vehicles was harming the local motor industry, which is operating at below 1%. 5% duty was introduced on airtime, and duty was also introduced on mobile handsets.
Telecommunications airtime, that is voice and data. Mr. Speaker, sir, as I've already mentioned, government faces a challenge to raise additional revenue to finance non-discretionary expenditures. I'm therefore proposing to levy excise duty of 5% on airtime for voice and data with effect from 15 September 2014.
Fuel prices are set to go up after the minister increased duty with effect from this month. Chinamasa said fringe benefits will now be taxed. Several top executives in both the private and public sectors get huge benefits, some bigger than their salaries, and these have not been taxed for years. These and other measures, Chinamasa said, would also boost state coffers as well as improve the local industry that has been adversely affected by imports. He said government was raising funds to support local industry. He said investors had showed a lot of interest in Zimbabwe. He said there is need for Harare to revise and clarify the country's controversial indigenization policy to lure these investors. Zimbabwe, he said, has started servicing its debt with multilateral institutions and would soon pay back loans from the European Development Bank as the country moves to re-establish relations with the European Union.
With respect to the European Development Bank, Zimbabwe stands to gain from full normalization of development cooperation with the European Union under the 11th European Development Fund. In this regard, the lapse of Article 96 of the Cotonou Agreement sanctions on 1st November 2014 as promised offers opportunity for this.
He said the government is committed to ensuring food security and is mobilizing millions of dollars to support farmers with inputs under the Presidential Input Scheme. Chinamasa said revenues collected for the first half of the year at $1.7 billion is below the projected $1.8 billion, adding 76% of this money is going towards employment costs, leaving little for operations. The finance minister said exports had gone down to $1.2 billion for the first half this year, compared to $1.5 billion last year. Imports stand at $3 billion compared to $3.9 billion the previous year. Chinamasa said due to the non-performance of key sectors of the economy, such as mining, economic growth has been revised downwards from 6.1% to 3.1%. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, This is Ivan Chifera.